I'm here with Ewan and Callum Merritt from Bad Sounds. Do you mind explaining to like listeners who may not have heard of you what your sound is? Who are Bad Sounds?
So obviously me and Cal are brothers, and the music is kind of like a range of different influences. So I kind of feel like it's just our taste of music from sort of the 50s to now, if you know what I mean. Like there's definitely a lot of like hip-hop influence, but then a lot of like Motown and like soul and like songwriting influence as well,
you know? So it's like unique, but in a way it's a mishmash of many different artists.
Yeah, I feel like it's more just about like I was making just like straight hip-hop before we were doing this, and obviously that's all about like sampling and taking different bits from different records. And I feel like we kind of do the same thing in this band, just more with like genres and different sounds from different bands, if you know what I mean.
Solid. I'm sure you're used to answering that question.
It's a really hard question to answer.
Yeah, so
like,
I can imagine. I don't even know what genres are yet. So what can people expect to experience when they see you live?
I mean, every night's a bit different, to be fair, but like, when we can, when it's sort of our show and it's like a big enough venue, we always try and put on as much of a show as possible and do something that's a bit like ridiculous and funny to us, at least. Because I've always found live bands as really boring to watch, so we always wanted to put on something that was more like, we feel like if we went and watched it, we'd have a good time and like, you know, enjoy ourselves whilst we're there.
I guess it depends on the band and like what you're doing, but like our kind of opinion is that if you're sort of stood on that stage, you're sort of there to entertain people, as well as like play the music that they know you for. It's like, it's still something visual, and it's like, you want to have a fun night out as well. So we just get into it, and hopefully like other people get into it too. So it's like that. But also where we can, we bring some kind of production. We like the idea of like set changes and like just doing something ridiculous.
Yeah, because your albums, not your albums, your music videos, really cool. And you do all the designs, don't you?
I do, yeah.
So it's like, do you think, have you ever like experience with design in the past? Or is it just something you've practiced?
It's just something I've always liked. So, like, kind of like training or anything like that. But I think it's just like, we both buy records and like, we know what stands out to us when we go record shopping. And like, that's sort of just something I tried to bear in mind when doing our artwork and stuff.
You think it's very important for your image, just, you know, aside from music, do you think the way you look, the music?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of like, I think a band is naive if they think it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But like, obviously the music is number one. Like, if you don't get that right, then you might as well, like, I think everyone that's in a band probably at some point at school or whatever, like, drew their album cover or like drew pictures of themselves on stage or whatever. And I think, as long as you're doing the music with as much, if not more, passion than you're doing that, then that's totally cool.
Because I think as well, that's more like the aesthetic of like the whole Bad Sounds vibe. Like, definitely like a colour scheme to it and things like that. But in terms of like how we look, it's more just like how we want to dress. But I feel like because everything else is so about our taste, it looks like the same thing anyway, if you know what I mean. Mm. It's like we don't really have to... When we very first started out, like before we'd even like put out a song, I think we tried like having like a look, but it just looked so like forced and shit that just like, let's just dress normal. You know what I mean? It's like, I find it so easy to see through when bands do that, and it always just ends up looking naff.
Yeah, fair enough. So if you weren't going to be called Bad Sounds, what was your alternative name? Because I've heard a story about why you're called Bad Sounds, but you kind of had a list of terrible names.
Yeah, we did.
I can't remember. They were just all shit.
Yeah. Generic band name.
Nah, not even generic band name. Just like the worst idea. I can't believe we ever thought any of them were good. I don't think we did.
I think we were just like, we were making the music, and the name was like, do we even need a name? And it's like, of course you need a name, not bad. But it wasn't something that we were like, we weren't excited about like coming up with a band name or whatever. That's why it just felt so natural to go with like one of the first demo names.
We did talk about being called Chew for a while because of my massive teeth, but there was another band called Chew.
Alright.
R.I.P. Chew.
So you toured with Rat Boy in 2016.
Yep.
How's this tour hold up to that time?
It's like, it's cool. It's a different vibe that I wasn't really expecting in terms of when we did the first one, literally no one knew who we were. I think we had like 2 songs out. And so every night was about like meeting new people and like, you know, them hearing our music for the first time. Whereas this time we weren't expecting it, but every show it's like a lot of the people in the audience seem to know our songs as well and are like singing them back and that kind of shit. Or have like heard of us at least.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Like, we weren't expecting it, but it's sort of nice to see that even the people who maybe weren't fans of us before they've seen us so far on the tour were sort of aware of who had like heard the name and that kind of shit.
Or they might have saw you in the previous show, loved you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, there's definitely people who seemed excited that we were doing it again, if you know what I mean, because it's like 2 bands they're into or whatever. But yeah, it's cool.
Well, 2017 was a big year for you guys. So do you think, what was the turning point, do you think? Or do you think there's been a moment when you thought, yeah, this is, we're doing it?
It's been really gradual for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess, like, we're, like, in it, so it's harder to see those, like, landmark moments that I guess a band, like, goes through. But we're always thinking about, like, what's next rather than, like, what's currently happening. So it's kind of, like, that sounds really lame, I know, but, like, it feels like... other people have to tell us when to celebrate because we're too busy thinking like planning on what we want to do.
But it's all been quite like organic, I think. Like we haven't never really feels like there's been a moment where we're like, this is our time, if you know what I mean. It's just more like Cal said about like, what should we do next? Should we do like an EP, like what kind of song we want to write? I definitely feel like we're in the tortoise category of like tortoise and hare type career trajectories, which is fine for me because I feel like I like to think the slower builds sort of feel more like long lasting, but I guess everybody has their own opinion on that. But for us it definitely feels like every time we play a show there's more people and like friends are telling their friends and all that kind of shit. So,
but you made it onto the FIFA 18 soundtrack, didn't you?
You did.
Surely that's the big turning point.
For me, that it feels more like now when we play a festival or something, you have people who don't know who we are, and then when we play Wages, they'll be like, why do I know this song? Where did this from?
Sublimely heard it.
Yeah.
That was weird. Yeah.
It's cool though, it's like, it's an audience I don't think we ever thought we would cross over to, but it does seem like a lot of people have messaged us saying, found us through FIFA and really like the track.
That's true.
FIFA does have good soundtracks.
Yeah.
So it's good to be part of that. So like you two being brothers growing up, you always got along.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
relationship.
That's best mates since you could talk.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the youngest then?
Yeah, I'm 2 years younger.
Well, that's fun. Most people don't get that luxury, getting on well with their brother.
Yeah, no, I think it's like, we didn't go to school in the town that we grew up in, and like, we always just sort of had stuff to bond over, or like, had each other when other shit was just going on.
Yeah, because so. I think because our parents got divorced when we were quite young, and I think because of that, we sort of ended up always...
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when there's different families coming into it and all that stuff, you just end up having, it was always us two in the same situation, regardless of who else was there. So I guess it's kind of that. But I don't know, it's always felt natural. I've never really understood how people like hate their siblings and stuff.
You well behaved as kids, or was you a bit?
I think I was probably a goody-goody child. Ewan was a bit more rebellious than I was.
Yeah, I guess so. I think I was just more an idiot when I was a kid. You know what I mean? As most kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just... Yeah, a bit more... Same stuff. Nothing like mad stories. But it would just be stupid shit. Like, I remember mum going mental at me once for, like, me and a mate. Went into town, brought a load of chilies for some reason, then ate them on the way home. I think I just, like, couldn't see by the time I got back. I was, like, 9 or something. Just like, what's she done to my mouth? Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, you're always... Callum was older than me, and Callum always did like quite well at school and stuff, so I think, you know normally how it'd be like you're in that person's shadow, like the younger one. I think my mum was just like, you're never going to be as good as him, so just do whatever you want, it's fine. So yeah, it's good though.
What music did you listen to when you were kids?
Well, our dad sort of was always really into like Bob Dylan and like blues stuff as well. And then our mum used to listen to like Lauryn Hill, Lenny Kravitz. So I feel like we got the more like soul stuff from mum and band stuff from dad. But yeah, when we were actually into stuff, I don't know, we definitely had a massive rock phase when we were like
Slipknot.
We were both guitarists as like as teenagers and like very into the skill of it as well. So like definitely for a couple of years as a teenager, it was like a song wasn't good unless it had like a shredding guitar solo in it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like that's just stuff that you go through.
I think it's because we've always been so shit at sport.
Like, I know that
feel. Guitar was like the outlet for the competition side of things, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
It's who could play the fastest and that kind of stuff.
And have girls still like you?
No girls like that. but yeah, I feel like that was more about like guitar and the sport of that. And then I don't feel like I properly got into like music and found music I liked until it was sort of 15, 16, and then like start listening to like more like soul and like hip hop stuff.
That's cool. So what software equipment do you use when you make music now together?
Logic is what we tend to record in, but whatever really, we've got like an old 4-track cassette that our dad bought when we were kids, just because he was always really into the idea of recording, but he's not really like, he wouldn't call himself like a musician or anything. So we still use that sometimes just for like demos and stuff.
That's sweet. What do you do, like, when you make the songs, do you do it in mind of, like, drums and guitar and bass?
Yeah, well, just, like, what feels right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes...
Is it just mainly sampling and then trying to create it?
Sometimes. It depends. It really is different. So, like, sometimes sit down and write a song with an acoustic guitar, and then sometimes it will literally just be sampling stuff and making a beat. Sometimes it won't have any vocals. Sometimes it will just start with just writing the vocals.
Yeah.
It's, like, tends to be what we're into at that time. Like, when I'm like super into Missy Elliott and Timbaland. When I'm going through a massive phase of that, it would just be all about like the groove and the vibe, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then sometimes go through like massive Bob Dylan phases and just want to write lyrics and chords.
Yeah. I think like the variety is what makes it us. Like, and I think if like you feel like you've come up with a formula to create music, then it's like that music is going to sound formulaic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we try not to do the same thing every time. I mean, there are things that we know are, like, cool, or a lot of stuff that we know that we're going to like. But I think it's like when you really push yourself away from that and try and think, like, what else could I do that will make this interesting or make it just better? Because you know that's going to work. That's when you write something that you get excited about and that you want to show to other people.
Yeah. So. Apart from music,
because
obviously you guys are obsessed with it, what else do you do just unwind?
I think like, obviously Cal is really into like art and stuff as well.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just trying to like read more and like look for inspiration and other things. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like no one wants to hear a song about like writing a song. You know what I mean? So yeah, just like learning more. Stuff I feel.
What book would you recommend to people? What's your favourite book?
I don't really know. It's not. I tend to. When I'm reading books, it's more about like learning how to do things. Like I'm trying to get better at like electronics and stuff at the minute. And, like,
sweet.
Emphasise like that. Or just like understand that the physics of that stuff better. But then also like I don't know. Like I read a book on like what Buddhism is because I had no idea. Just like areas of life that I feel like I have no knowledge about, just trying to learn about it.
It's important.
I think so, because you get, when you finish school and uni and stuff, you spent your whole life learning about things, and like your day's been based around that, and then you get to an adult and you can literally just learn nothing ever again if you don't go out and seek it.
Yeah, and
and I think your brain just gets numb and you get a bit like, I don't know, just, what's the word, like, I just get like a fuzzy head, so I feel that's really important to try and learn stuff all the time.
I agree.
So like, is there any like new bands coming out that you think people should know about? Like any new bands you're excited about?
I really like this band Cousin Cooler from Bristol. They're really cool. And they're like kind of quite like psychedelic and stuff. If you haven't heard of them, I'd definitely check them out.
Mm. That's sweet. You got any?
Yeah, there's another band from Bristol called Swimming Girls. Really sort of like shoegaze the aesthetic, but the songs are just pure pop songs and they're really well written. So yeah, check those guys out.
Cool, I'll check them out. So anything you want to announce? Like, you worked on your new album yet? You're still working on it?
Not really, just working. We don't have any like any sort of solid plans for that or anything.
So yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah.
But there's no like specific release date.
No rush, won't it be?
It's more important to us that it's right, you know? Like, I read a book on like the life of Michael Jackson, and obviously we're obsessed with MJ, but he was the worst for like pushing back album deadlines. Like, each album, I think like Bad was probably like a year delayed before it actually came out, and and Dangerous was like even worse, like 2 years. So I think like an artist like that really takes the time to make sure it's absolutely right before it comes out. And even then, I think it's the label like going, this has to come out now.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying we're going to do that, by the way. I'm just saying, just like stressing the importance of like, it has to be right before it comes out.
Alright, fair enough. Alright.
Cool.
Sweet.
That was it.
Thanks very much, man.
I recommend to all the listeners to check them out. Their EPs on Spotify, their YouTube videos, music videos, they're very sweet.
That's it.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks. No worries.